Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
Today we are packing our parkas and heading north, way north. We are profiling the man who represents the top third of Wisconsin, the legendary Northwoods. We are talking about Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin's 7th District.
And Stephen, when we look at the resumes of people in Congress, we usually see the same things: attorney, mayor, state senator, maybe a doctor or two. But Tom Tiffany has a job title on his resume that I guarantee no one else has. For 29 years, he was a dam tender.
A dam tender? Like, actually operating the floodgates?
Literally. He managed the water levels on the Willow Flowage, which is this massive remote reservoir in Oneida County. He was responsible for making sure the water was at the right level for electricity generation and flood control. He did that for nearly 3 decades. On top of that, he and his wife ran a tour boat company called Wilderness Cruises. So this is a guy whose entire life was spent on the water, dealing with engines, weather, and tourists. He calls himself the Damn Man, and honestly, it's a pretty good nickname.
It certainly gives him a different perspective on environmental issues than someone who learned about it in law school. And looking at his district, Wisconsin's 7th, that outdoor background is mandatory.
It is non-negotiable. This district is massive. It covers basically everything north of Wausau all the way to Lake Superior. It is heavily forested. The economy here is built on 3 things: timber, tourism, and, wait for it, ginseng.
Ginseng? In Wisconsin?
I know. It sounds crazy. But Marathon County, which is the heart of this district, is the ginseng capital of the world. They produce about 95% of all the ginseng grown in the United States. It is a massive export crop, primarily to China and other parts of Asia. The soil conditions in central Wisconsin are apparently perfect for it. So, Tom Tiffany isn't just worried about corn prices. He is worried about trade tariffs with China, because his ginseng farmers rely heavily on that export market. It's a super specific niche issue that he has to be an expert on.
But the issue that probably generates the most angry phone calls to his office isn't ginseng. It's wolves.
Oh, the gray wolf. This is the single most emotional issue in the Northwoods. For years, the gray wolf has been on the endangered species list. But in northern Wisconsin, the population has rebounded significantly, to the point where farmers are losing cattle, and hunters are losing their dogs to wolf packs. Tiffany is the leading voice in Congress for delisting the wolf. He introduced the Pet and Livestock Protection Act. His argument is that folks in Washington, D.C. see the wolf as a majestic Disney character, but his constituents see it as an apex predator that is eating their livelihood. He wants management returned to the state so they can have a hunting season and control the numbers.
That fits his role on the Natural Resources Committee perfectly. He chairs the Federal Land Subcommittee.
Right. He is a huge proponent of active management for forests. He argues that the reason we have so many wildfires is that the federal government locks up the land and doesn't let loggers thin out the dead wood. He wants more logging, more mining, and more access. He helped write the mining reform laws back when he was in the state legislature to open up deposits in the north. He views natural resources as things that should be used to create jobs, not just looked at.
He's also taking a swing at renewable energy with something called the Farm Act.
This is interesting. You know how you drive through rural areas now and see massive solar farms taking over cornfields? Tiffany hates that. He introduced the Farm Act to ban federal subsidies for solar and wind projects if they are built on prime agricultural land. His argument is food security. He says we shouldn't be using taxpayer money to incentivize taking good farmland out of production just to put up solar panels. It's a direct clash between the green energy agenda and the traditional agricultural base.
Politically, he is definitely on the right flank of the party.
He is. He joined the election objectors in 2020. He is very tough on border security. He aligns pretty closely with the Freedom Caucus types. But because he has that damn tender backstory and that focus on hyperlocal issues like wolves and timber, he stays extremely popular back home. He isn't just a generic conservative. He is a Northwoods conservative.
From the Willow Flowage to the House floor, he's definitely carved out his own channel.
I see what you did there. Flowage. Channel. Very good.
I try. That is our profile for Wisconsin 7th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.